Hello?
Yes, hello. Is Mr. Bruce available?
Yes, this is A. What's calling?
Oh, Mr. Bruce, this is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. How you doing?
All right. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. Mr. Bruce, I was looking through your file, and I see I need to get your what's called a client service agreement signed. It's just a document on my computer that has your caregiver's schedule and duties on there. It goes to your client folder in case the insurance company ever audits us. You only have, well, I think, 28 hours a week, correct?
All right.
All right. And the address I have, 6571. 6571. The address I have on file is 7105 Akron Street. Is that still your address?
Right.
Okay. On Thursday, I will be in your area between 12 and 2. Would you be available for me to get that signed?
Yes.
All right, that's perfect.
That's what's that, Thursday?
Yeah, yep, on Thursday.
What time?
In between 12 and 2.
Okay. Okay. I was about to say, I'll push it for more hours. I need more hours.
So that'll go through your service coordinator, but I can't.
Coordinator, yes.
Yeah,
I
can give you much. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, he's supposed to be coming out to give me an assessment.
Okay.
A new assessment.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on. It'd be
okay
for that.
All right. I'll tell you what. Remind me on Thursday about that. You have Keystone. I used to work for them, and I was a service coordinator supervisor. So there's some things that you want to say, some things you don't want to say in order to try to get the hours that you're looking for. So when I see you, remind me about that, and I'm going to give you as much information as I can to try to enhance your case to get the hours you're looking for. Okay, when I left there, I had 75 clients. My clients averaged 87 hours a week.
Yes, that's what I need. I really need it.
So I'll try to give you as much information as I have, you know, to strengthen your case. So remind me of that when I come out and see you and get the client service agreement signed. And like I said, I'll try to go over some things with you that could help you get what you're looking for.
Because I'm at two places. I'm at 316 George Street as well. You got that on file too?
No. You said
316 Norristown, PA.
Oh, I see. I have 626 Swede Street.
Yes, I used to live there, but I'm back. I'm at 316 George Street.
Okay, so wait, the street, the address you're at currently, the one I'm coming out on Thursday, is that the Akron Street?
That's Akron. That's
okay.
Current too.
All right,
because
cool.
I'm back and forth.
Yeah.
She take care of me there as well. There too. That's her house.
Yes. Okay.
So I'm back and forth. I think it's best if you come out there, if you can.
Well, I'll be in the Northeast. I have six people to see in that Northeast area, so that's
okay.
Why.
Okay, that's cool. That's
yeah.
Cool. There.
Okay. Yep, so yeah, between 12 and 2, I'll be there, yep. And we'll talk about how you can, you know, possibly lobby for yourself to get the hours you're looking for.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Ms. Singletary, I appreciate it. I'll see you on Thursday.
All right. See you then.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. Yep, absolutely. Have a good one.
And you as well.